Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. I'm calling about ordering some uniforms for my tech company's soccer team.
Okay. Do you have a design in mind? If not, you can use our website to view different styles, including colors and logos. Then you can submit your order through the site, too.
Oh, I'll just do that. But we have a big tournament next month. Will the uniforms be ready by then?
I guarantee it. I can even have your order ready by the end of this week.
Number 32. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 33. According to the woman, how should the man submit information? Number 34. What does the man say will happen next month? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
It's time for me to buy a new bed. My current one is too old. Jasmine and Nathan, do you have any idea which brand I should look into?
Have you heard of Sandman mattresses and beds? I bought one of their beds for my guest room, and I love the special foam in its mattress. Much more comfortable than other materials.
Yeah, I agree. I bought a pillow from them that is made with the same foam. It was a buy two, get one free deal, so I have an extra one that I'm not using.
Oh, could I try it? I'd like to know how it feels.
Sure. Number 35. What product is being discussed? Number 36. What does the woman like about the product? Number 37. What does Nathan agree to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling about some computer hardware I bought at your store recently. It's a slim speed graphics card. I finally installed it yesterday, but it isn't compatible with my computer. Could I trade it for another?
It shouldn't be a problem. When you come in, take it to the customer service desk. They can help you.
I'm worried I bought it too long ago, though. I think it has been more than 2 weeks, but I at least still have my receipt.
Well, we have a 30-day trade-in policy, so I'm sure it's okay. When you visit the store, just remember to bring your receipt.
Number 38. What is the woman calling about? Number 39. What does the woman say she is worried about? Number 40. What does the man remind the woman to bring? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Congratulations on finishing the training program, Ms. Han. I hear you'll be joining the art and design team on the sixth floor now. Are you excited?
I am. I've worked hard to get an advertising job like this, and I'm ready to be a part of the agency.
I'm sure you'll do great, and this is a promising start to a successful career. Do you know which project you'll be working on?
Yes, I'll be creating magazine ads for Huxley Motor Oil. In fact, I need to present some artwork to their representative on Friday. Would you give it a look before then?
Number 41. Why does the man congratulate the woman? Number 42. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 43. What will take place on Friday? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Mitch, I need some help fixing the sound system in Theater C. The audio is coming through with a lot of static.
I need to take over at the ticket booth, but a film in Theater A just finished, so...
Yeah, but you know we have a full schedule because of the film festival, and the next showing starts in 20 minutes.
It's probably just because of a few old auxiliary cables.
I bet that's it. Just try replacing them.
Where can I find new ones?
I know we just received a shipment of them. Ask your shift manager, he should know.
I'll do that. Thanks.
Number 44. What does the woman need help doing? Number 45. What does Mitch say? A film in Theater A just finished. Number 46. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is William Tice, project manager at the Prim Natural Gas Company. I need to rent some heavy machinery from you so we can repair some supply pipes. I think we'll need a backhoe for digging.
Sure, we have plenty available. In fact, we just purchased a new one that's ready for rental. What dates would you like to use it?
September 12th and 13th. That should be enough time to finish, even if we run into some problems on the job.
Okay, I'll start drawing up the agreement. Oh, and could I get your driver's license number? We'll need it for insurance purposes.
Number 47. Where does the man work? Number 48. What does the man want to do? Number 49. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Good evening, Ms. Jung. How are you enjoying your first day at our resort? Does the room meet your expectations?
Oh, it's really quite comfortable, but there is one problem. The personal safe in my room. I followed the instructions, but I couldn't get it to open.
Ah, that one has been malfunctioning lately. I'll have Philip from the front desk bring a new one to your room.
I'd appreciate it.
Oh, if you aren't busy right now, the sun is about to set. Why don't you take your camera down to the beach? You'll be able to get some great pictures. Number 50. What problem does the woman mention? Number 51. What will the man ask Philip to do? Number 52. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Brendan, I just looked at the movie posters you created for The First Star. They look great, but the posters that will go up around Seattle don't even feature the main actor, only the supporting cast. Why are they different from the rest?
Oh, I read in a magazine that a few members of the cast are from Seattle, so I thought I would feature them in one poster. I figured it would have a positive effect on the ticket sales in that area.
I didn't know that. Could I take a look at the article? If that strategy is effective, then I'll consider making it a part of the plan for future films. Next time, though, stick to the original design.
Number 53. What question does the woman have about a promotional campaign? Number 54. Which department does the man most likely work in? Number 55. What does the woman ask to see? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Hello, Ms. Anderson. I'd like to talk to you about all of the service requests the IT department has been receiving lately.
I heard you've been quite busy in the past few weeks. Can you handle them?
Yes, but we keep fixing easily preventable problems. Employees continue to download programs full of hidden viruses, and it's causing us to lose progress on other important projects.
We can't transfer anyone to your department like last time, but what if I were to give a presentation on internet security procedures?
That should help. Do you need me to do anything?
Just get me a list of the programs they should avoid, and that should be enough.
Number 56. What does the man say is a problem? Number 57. How does the woman propose solving the problem? Number 58. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Ms. Wolf.
Hello, Mr. Carden. The marketing department would like an update on the new travel app's development. How's the progress on the hotel search engine? Does it work?
Actually, it's already running smoothly. We might even be finished by next month.
Wow, that wasn't what I was expecting. It will be nice to have it ready well before launch.
I know. I'm excited about it, too. We might even be able to release it earlier than expected.
Well, let me check the marketing team's plan. They already have an advertising schedule in mind, and they're supposed to send me a copy this afternoon.
Number 59. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 60. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Wow, that wasn't what I was expecting"?
Number 61. What will the woman receive soon? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and website.
How's the menu for the Eco-First vegetarian dinner coming along? The organizer would like to know the courses we're preparing.
I'm almost finished. I have several appetizers and a few main dishes planned, but I can't come up with enough variety for the entrees. The cooking sites I use all feature the same ingredients in their vegetarian recipes.
Do you use superchef.com? We just started a trial membership, so you can access their entire database. The site specializes in utilizing various unique ingredients, and it has a great variety of recipes in every category. I'm sure it will have what you need.
Number 62. What project is the man working on? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which category will the woman most likely search? Number 64. Why does the man recommend using recipes from superchef.com? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Hi, Kevin. I want to thank you again for coming in to work the evening shift. I know you were really busy working this morning, too.
I need the extra hours, and I know the other kitchen staff members are feeling sick.
Well, I'm glad you're here, but I noticed that you're wearing sneakers.
Oh, it started to rain while I was walking home this afternoon, so my work shoes got wet.
Well, I think we have an extra pair in the back that should fit you. Sorry, but it's important to wear shoes with proper grip in the kitchen for your own safety.
I understand. I'll go and check. Number 65. What does the woman thank the man for? Number 66. What happened to the man this afternoon? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which safety and hygiene rule are the speakers discussing? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and label template.
Adam, our new frozen burritos are becoming really popular, especially on university campuses. I think we should increase our advertising to students. It's a large and profitable market.
Well, let's push back our other deadlines and focus on promoting our burritos then.
Okay, I'll make the changes to our work schedule.
Oh, and since you're here, I'm finishing up the label for the backside of the new flavors wrapper. Take a look at this printout.
It looks neat, but 3 minutes? It's the spicy chicken flavor, so 3.5 minutes is the ideal cooking time.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I'll fix it later.
Number 68. What does the woman say they will need to do? Number 69. What does the man suggest? Number 70. Look at the graph. Which section of the label will the man need to revise?